You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News, a Diversified Media Enterprises production.
For WIN, I'm Joanne Powers. Nissan assembly plant workers in Canton, Mississippi, have filed for a union election after years of organizing efforts by the United Auto Workers. On Tuesday, workers outlined a pattern of labor abuses, including low wages, poor benefits, unreasonable production quotas, and unsafe conditions. A 2015 NLRB complaint alleges that the company has illegally threatened to close the plant if they form a union. The Canton plant is one of only three Nissan plants worldwide that are not unionized. In a preliminary vote, rail workers at the Chicago Transit Authority have voted overwhelmingly in favor of a strike. After 18 months, negotiations with the CTA have stalled over a 1% raise offered by the company, as well as concerns about safety, health insurance, and increasing use of part-time workers. One-third of the union's 3,000 members participated in the unofficial vote. Amalgamated Transit Union Local 308 President Kenneth Franklin says the union has been shown nothing but disrespect at the contract table.
There's several issues outside of even contract, such as the infusion of part-timers on the property. There's safety issues involving our employees and the public that the company is not addressing. But the disrespect at the contract table was the tip of the iceberg. We received a 98% yes vote in support of a strike. If we get to that phase, that's a good measurement, a good indication of the anguish within the membership.
The CTA claims that a strike by the workers would be illegal under state law and the current contract, but the union says it's on firm legal footing.
We disagree with that. Our attorneys, professors, everyone has looked over our contract as well as the state law. The only thing that we have to do is give 5-day notice. We weren't in contract negotiations and the company tried to violate the contract, which they always do. Does that mean we would have a right to strike then? I say yes, just like we have it now.
Well, the Planet of the Apes film opening this week depicts a future war between apes and humans. An interspecies conflict is already brewing for workers at Western Michigan University. Organized labor has long been at the forefront of the fight against outsourcing of public jobs. And now AFSCME Local 1668 has filed a grievance after the school brought in a herd of goats to clear 16 acres of land. The union says they were not consulted and that the work should have been done by union workers who've been laid off. Union President Dennis Moore told the Battle Creek Inquirer that AFSCME takes protecting the jobs of its members very seriously, and they expect their current contract with Western Michigan to be followed.
You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit workersindependentnews.com.